This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a peace deal that will see all the remaining hostages released. Thousands taking to the streets of Chicago overnight.
No Trump, no ice, no troops!
They are protesting the arrival of the Texas National Guard as a judge hears arguments today over a request from local and state leaders to block the National Guard deployment. Los Angeles officials have arrested a 29-year-old man on suspicion of starting a fire on New Year's Day that later led to the destructive Palisades blaze. Governor Gavin Newsom hoping this arrest brings peace to the people who live there.
There are a lot of theories, a lot of thoughts, a lot of conspiracies as well out there. And so hopefully this lands some clarity in that respect.
As the government shutdown continues, the IRS now says it could furlough more than 30,000 employees due to a lack of funding. A sixth round of voting failed last night for both Democrat and Republican senators. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Democrats proposed legislation that would require health insurance plans to cover infertility treatments in Wisconsin. The bill's provisions include coverage of diagnosis and treatment for infertility and fertility preservation services like egg retrievals and embryo transfers. Second District Democrat Congressman Mark Buchan says Democrats will continue to oppose a short-term funding bill for the federal government unless Republicans agree to extend health care subsidies. Buchan said Wednesday Republicans are on a mission to kick people off the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid to pay for Trump administration tax cuts. And a free car ferry won't be ready when a bridge crossing the Mississippi River south of La Crosse closes. The ferry will allow commuters to cross the river between Wisconsin and Iowa at Lansing, but not until roughly 2 weeks after the Black Hawk Bridge closes on October 20th. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant joining you 6:03. Here are the Stray Cats. Let's rock this town on Max FM.
Well, we found a little place that really didn't look. When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Thursday morning. It is 6:10. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Let's take a look at our chilly weather forecast to start the day. Widespread frost. It will turn sunny with a high of 66. Tonight we have a chance of showers. Increasing clouds with a low of 46. Tomorrow morning, slight chance showers start the day. Gradually clearing with a high of 72. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 44. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 66. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 67. It's taking a sneak peek into next week. Highs in the mid-60s, lows in the mid-40s. Currently, it is 34 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We have our flash sale in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today till 9 a.m., you can get 50% off two tickets to the Cab Theaters, Macabre 13. Those tickets, just $7. The Cab Theater presents its 13th annual Halloween collection of plays, Macabre 13, reunited, and it feels so cool. They will be available to use these tickets on either October 17th or October 18th at Circus World Museum for Macabre 13. Again, two tickets, just $7. Shop local, save big at MaxFM, bigdeals.com till 9 a.m. with our flash sale. Yes, great deal. Last time you're going to see this offer, so get over to MaxFM, bigdeals.com to take advantage of that flash sale. The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. You can go to max.fm to check out the full event lineup. And you know what? Don't forget to make room on your bookshelves for your new favorites. It's going to be a cool event. And if you're into reading like me, this is such a cool event. So yeah, go check that out over at max.fm. That's going to be a fun event. And you know, reading is a good thing. I really enjoy reading. I've got a couple of ebooks that I'm in the middle of, and I just need to find some time to sit down and read those for a little bit. And you know, thinking about this event, that sounds like a lot of fun as well. I get a chance to meet authors, which is always a great thing. We've had a few of them come into Max FM here as well. I'm hoping we get a few more in here at some point. Found one that is Wisconsin-based, and has got some great mystery books out there, so I'm trying to find out more information about that one. I think he has like over a half a dozen books out already or something along those lines, and yeah, always reading something. I enjoy that, and if you enjoy reading, this will be a great event as well. Don't forget to text those birthdays and anniversaries in. Emily and I will be celebrating those with our celebrity birthdays at 7:40. You can text those birthday wishes to 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media app, whatever works easier for you. You have both of those options available to you today. Emily will join me at 7:10, and we're giving an update on Dolly Parton. There's been so much speculation out there, and I want to end the speculation. So we're going to talk about that at 7:10, because yesterday I saw one thing, then I saw something else, and I'm like, all right, what's going on here? And so we're going to talk about that at 7:10 to clear up all that speculation. And at 7:50, Ben Bromley will be joining us to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. And at 8:10, we're going to talk about the top 10 Halloween activities and calendar days at 8:40. We have a full morning of fun and shenanigans. No taco talk today. We tacoed all about that the past 2 days. I know, but I couldn't pass it up, you know. Tacos. I'm always hungry for that. Well, had some great pizza yesterday, but that's another story for maybe a little bit later on this morning as well. We're going to start walking this way with Aerosmith. I'm going to try this in the studio. Aerosmith on Max FM. Like this. See, start swinging with the balls in the school, and your feet
hits.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:20 on Thursday morning. A lot of activity happening outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios, corner of 3rd and Oak. There is a whole line of trucks parked out on 3rd Avenue, and it looks like they maybe have some cellular towers on those trucks. Still trying to figure out what's kind of going on over here, but I see a bunch of trucks lined up, and I see someone parked over in a parking lot over here as well with another truck. I'm betting somewhere they're putting some new cellular towers is what I'm guessing. So if you're going down 3rd Avenue this morning in between Broadway and Oak Street, be careful. There's a lot of activity going on out here. Not 100% sure what is all going on over here, but I am trying to kind of figure it out this morning. So it definitely involves cell towers from what I can see. And again, I see at least three trucks out in the street, one parked over in the parking lot. Yeah, this looks like quite a production out here. And obviously, I'm easily distracted as I'm looking outside the studio windows this morning. So yeah, allow a little extra time if you're going through the 3rd Avenue 100 block in downtown Baraboo. If anyone knows what all that activity is, can confirm that, text me and let me know as well, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. And our phone's ringing, too, so, yeah, text, please don't call, because unfortunately I can't answer the phone while I'm talking on air right now, but you can text me, 608-355-9970, and let me know what that's all about. But hey, our phone works. That is good to see. I'm awake now. Thank you. Oh, I see. This is live radio. I don't make this stuff up. I love our view here. And yes, it is still dark outside this morning as well, but I pulled the shades up early because I want to see what's going on. I'm by nature curious, as always. And so sometimes that gets me into trouble as well. Oh, well, we just received a text message in. They're fixing the tower on top of the courthouse. So thank you, Blake, for passing that along to us. I appreciate it. So there we have the answer. They're doing some work on the towers on the courthouse. It's some routine maintenance that they're doing this morning is the word that we're getting in this morning. So, Blake, thank you so much for texting into us. Now we have the answer. So, again, as you're going through downtown Bearville, there's quite a bit of activity right in front of the courthouse this morning as they're doing some routine maintenance up there. And, yes, just make sure you're careful with all the people on the street. So, and, Blake, thank you for so much for texting that in. We got our answer this morning already. I love our listeners. We appreciate all of our listeners, and that's what we do. We love letting people know what's going on. Now, this story is kind of interesting. A fight broke out at a Family Dollar in North Carolina, and you aren't even going to believe what it was over. A NASCAR shirt, and it ended up with one person pointing a gun at another person, and this is absolutely insane. Again, this was in North Carolina. NASCAR is very popular down there. Here's a family member of someone that was inside the Family Dollar talking about this ridiculous incident.
I'm afraid for those that are working, that are still employed there. She asked her to give her the shirt, that she wanted the shirt. So the lady, of course, told her no, she wasn't going to give her the shirt. Came back with a gun, waving it at everyone going in the store. When the lady seen her, she pointed the gun at her head. And the little girl just laid there in like fetal position.
So, yeah, all of this over a NASCAR shirt, this seems absolutely ridiculous. They have not talked about what type of fines are involved in this or anything like this. This was something that was over on YouTube from one of the news stations in that area. So, yeah, this happened over a NASCAR T-shirt. Someone pulls a gun out because all over a T-shirt. I don't know if that T-shirt was that popular or worth that much. I mean, they actually had a news crew that was out in front of this Family Dollar. And it's very interesting to see the videos. I'm kind of scrolling through it. The windows basically are very much protected in this store. So, I mean, it obviously is somewhere where they maybe have had a few other issues, but they did not say which NASCAR shirt it was. So we'll definitely be finding that out here. That I'm very curious what shirt was worth all of that hassle this morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Hey, Baraboo. Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. Pumpkins, pumpkins, pumpkins. We're all stocked. $5, any size or color. Perfect for fall decorating. Certified Angus beef, boneless petite sirloin steaks in a family pack. $5.99 a pound. Or 80% lean ground beef in a family pack. Only $4.99 a pound. New crop Sunrise Orchard Macintosh apples, $1.29 a pound. And new crop Wisconsin cranberries. 12-ounce bag, only $1.99. Baraboo Fresh Market. 935 8th Street. Proud to be your hometown grocery store.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Cubs beat the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up three runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to. And, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's at his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of five series, 2-1. Game four is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:33 on Thursday morning. Yes, it's a little bit chilly out there. If you are heading out to work, you left car outside, you may have a little bit of frost on that windshield. Make sure you get plenty of time to warm those cars up. Also, make sure your windows are clear. You don't want to be driving around with obstructed windows. Not safe. And, you know, we don't want anyone having a little visit with law enforcement because they see it doing that as well. So give plenty of time to warm the vehicles up. TLC on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Thursday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. We do have some frost to start our day. Give yourself a little extra time to warm those vehicles up. Make sure the windows are clear. It is going to turn sunny with a high of 66. Tonight, we are going to see a chance of showers with a low of 46. Tomorrow morning, a slight chance of showers to start our day, gradually clearing with a high of 72. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 44. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 66. Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 67. Looking at the next week, we're looking at highs in the mid-60s, lows in the mid-40s. Currently, it is 34 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM Studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, if you are going through downtown Baraboo on the 100 block of 3rd Avenue, there is a lot of activity going on out there. They're going to be doing some routine maintenance to the towers on the courthouse roof today. And there are a lot of vehicles and folks out there. So give yourself a little extra time if you are going through downtown. Give them plenty of room to do what they need to do. So again, that's happening in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue right by the courthouse. Please slow down and give them plenty of room to do everything that they need to do out there this morning. As a reminder, Friday Night Lights is back here on Max FM. The Baraboo Thunderbird football team will have their final home game 7 p.m. right here on 99.7 Max FM. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wagner will have that call. You can also stream that game on our website at max.fm, or better yet, download that free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM to stream that game wherever you may happen to be. You know, we always try to find some good stories out there, and this story is a huge feel-good story. A dog named Eeyore flagged down an officer in Destin, Florida, and led them straight to an 86-year-old woman who had fallen and needed help. She was awake and alert when the officer got there. Here's a deputy talking about the help she got from Eeyore. This is just an amazing story.
We have to leave 15 minutes early.
This is just an amazing story. So again, this happened in Florida. Eeyore brought officers to this lady who had fallen.
I was really worried at the start of the call just because it's nighttime and the area is somewhat wooded. But when he ran up to my car, I got really excited. I was like, oh, maybe, you know, he can lead me to her. I've seen movies where it happens, so I was hoping that maybe, you know, he could do that. I was glad to hear her voice so that I knew that she was alert and conscious, that she was okay. I was able to get her aid that way. Eeyore's the main hero here. He deserves lots of belly rubs. He deserves a steak dinner. That dog did everything.
So, yes, that dog did absolutely amazing. And this tells you how smart animals really can be. They know when something's up, and, you know, that is pretty neat that Eeyore did that. Now, of course, I'm curious what kind of dog Eeyore is. You know, it's kind of an interesting name for a dog as well. And, again, this happened in Florida, and this dog just amazing to find that 86-year-old woman on the sidewalk. And, yeah. Eeyore deserves a steak dinner, that is for certain. I mean, I've seen dogs do some pretty cool things, and this is definitely one of them. And you got to give pets more credit sometimes. They are pretty smart when it comes down to it. You can ask our little wise guy. Well, he's a little tired yesterday. He was out helping at a tower site, and so he's a little bit tired this morning. But trust me, he's a very happy dog this morning as well. Coming up, we're going to take a look at our local sports report and get you back into some more great music on Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, it's the 5th annual Parktoberfest in Prairie du Sac. This will be at the Culver Community Park. So many events for all ages. Food trucks and vendors will be from 4 until 9 p.m. Same times for the beer garden. There's going to be Power Hour Bingo from 4 until 5. A bags tournament, kids games, live music, meat raffle, and so much more. Find out all the details by checking out Parktoberfest on Facebook or visiting spparksandrec.org. Again, this is on Saturday the 11th from 4 until 9 p.m. at Culver Community Park. It's the 5th annual Parktoberfest. The Portage Fire and Rescue, as well as the Portage Police Department, invites you to their 36th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This is going to also be on Saturday, October 11th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., located at 119 West Pleasant Street. Appearances by Sparky and Sergeant Blue. There's also going to be an EMS demo and rope rescue demonstration, equipment displays, and door prizes, plus brats, hot dogs, and refreshments. Again, this all happens on Saturday the 11th. It's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's the Portage Fire and Police Department's 36th Annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. And on Sunday the 12th, from 1:30 until 5 p.m., it's a chance to check out the Sauk Prairie High School Marching Band Invite. Gates open at 1:30, tickets available at the gate, $12 for adults, seniors and students get in for $8, and kids under 5 are free. It'll start with a national anthem performance, then area high schools will have performances throughout the afternoon, and the award ceremony will be happening at 4:15. Again, this will happen on Sunday the 12th from 1:30 until 5 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie High School Eagles Stadium. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Looking at football games for tomorrow, Reedsburg will play Sparta, Sauk Prairie will play Stoughton, Wisconsin Dells will play Nakusa, Portage will play Lakeside Lutheran, and Baraboo will play their last home game against La Crosse Logan as they also celebrate their senior night. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
You weave and breathe your story lines.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Morning Music Mornings with Dave Brandt, 648 with Soul Asylum on Max FM.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:52 on Thursday morning. In just moments, we will have a look at our state news, national news, and a full look at our weather forecast. This just came across my news feed. A Spanish chef made a burger so expensive, you need an invitation to eat it. It cost $11,000, or, you know, maybe you could try this.
At Asador Aupa in Barcelona, Spain, they're serving the world's most expensive burger. The price?
$11,000.
Made from three of the best meats in the world, Europe's fanciest cheese, and a sauce infused with luxury spirits you can't even pronounce. You can't just order it. You have to have an invitation, and there's a waiting list for 2026.
But hey, it's still just a burger. So if you're hungry now, maybe skip the velvet rope and hit the drive-thru. $10, fries included.
The world's most expensive burger.
No thanks. Coming never to a wallet near me.
Yes. $11,000 for this burger. I mean, that's absolute insanity. I couldn't believe it when this came across. And again, the Spanish chef made this burger. I mean, don't get me wrong. The picture, it looks delicious. And, you know, it's definitely an eye-popping burger at an eye-popping price. And, you know, I get it. The chef put a lot of work into this, but I don't think anyone's going to partake in it. Well, most people aren't anyway. And apparently there's a high demand for it, and it won't be available until February 2026. I'm not going to worry too much about it because, you know what, I'll make my own burger. It'll be just fine. Or I think there may still be some Kurter burgers around at a certain restaurant, you know, for a little while longer. And I'm going to have to go check that out. I had one when it first came out this season. And that was something that just started out as an April Fool's Day joke. And now you can actually get, it's basically a burger patty with a big cheese curd on top of it. It's absolutely delicious. Yeah. I hope my doctors are not listening this morning because they're probably cringing going, Dave, one was enough. You don't need to go back. Well, I might, and I made sure I had the salad on top of it, you know, the tomato and so forth, and I didn't have any of the other stuff on it, so I tried to make it as healthy as possible, as healthy as you get with a big cheese curd patty on top of a hamburger patty. But let me tell you, absolutely delicious. It didn't cost me $11,000 either, and, you know, I think I'll stick with that, or better yet, you know, I'm going to get the grill out this weekend and grill up some burgers, and I think it'll be just as tasty. Well, it won't be $11,000 tasty because, you know, I don't have that expensive a palate. Again, coming up after 7, we're going to have a look at national news, regional news, and a full look at our weather forecast after the cars on Max FM.
Shake it up. Dance all night.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jubilation in both Israel and Gaza. That's the sound in Khan Yunis in Gaza as Israel and Hamas agree to a pause in their two-year war. Hamas agreeing to release the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli detention. That is phase one of the peace proposal put forth by President Trump. Los Angeles officials announcing the arrest of a man in connection with starting the Palisades fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
This suspect is ultimately held accountable. That at least, I think, calms the fear and anxiety that some people felt around what and who was responsible and how this actually occurred.
President Trump's deployment of troops to Illinois at the center of a court hearing today over Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's request to block them from coming. Federal government shutdown grinding into day nine. No public negotiations underway. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Democrats proposed legislation that would require health insurance plans to cover infertility treatments in Wisconsin. The bill's provisions include coverage of diagnosis and treatment for infertility and fertility preservation services like egg retrievals and embryo transfers. Second District Democrat Congressman Mark Buchan says Democrats will continue to oppose a short-term funding bill for the federal government unless Republicans agree to extend health care subsidies. Buchan said Wednesday Republicans are on a mission to kick people off the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid to pay for Trump administration tax cuts. And a free car ferry won't be ready when a bridge crossing the Mississippi River south of La Crosse closes. The ferry will allow commuters to cross the river between Wisconsin and Iowa at Lansing, but not a